In your car or truck, heat equals energy equals performance. But the engine can't operate at peak efficiency because it can't run hot enough. At anything higher than around 2,000 degrees, the metal will distort and begin to lose its shape. Enter the engine with critical components made of heat-resistant ceramics.
This is a silicon carbide turbocharge unit. This will operate at a higher temperature, at least 300 or 400 degrees higher. Higher temperature means that it's going to be more efficient, more miles per gallon.
But ceramics have one big drawback. Although artisans have worked with ceramics for at least 8,500 years, traditional ceramics are brittle. Only in recent years have techniques like computer modeling enabled researchers at the University of Florida and elsewhere to study ceramics at the atomic or molecular level, to engineer ceramics with what's called fracture toughness. But at most American universities, ceramics remains a stepchild. So right now in transportation, the major practical application of the research carries the tag, made in Japan.
In Japan, in a few years, I'm sure you're going to see these components used in everyday automobiles.
At UF, ceramics research has produced breakthroughs like Dr. Larry Hinch's bioglass used in surgical and dental reconstruction. But UF researchers say it'll take a nationwide effort to overtake the Japanese. I'm John Matthews in Gainesville.